Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Today I'm going to focus on the words of Jesus. The criminal says to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me in your kingdom to come." Jesus says, "Truly, this day you will be with me in paradise." Dear friends in Christ, when I was growing up, this was one of my favorite toys that I grew up with. Maybe you don't recognize it. It's changed a lot, I learned this week. This is called a Light Bright. How many of you ever played with a Light Bright or grew up with a Light Bright? Yes. They do exist. They've changed a lot. And by the way, the only place you can find them in this area is the Walmart in Albany. It took me a lot of driving around to find this. But this was one of my favorite toys growing up. And I want to describe to everyone how this toy used to operate, because it's going to tie into my message very clearly. You'll grab onto it here. The way it was originally intended was it was a light box, kind of a clunky light box that projected light. And then in front of that light box was a grid, kind of like this newer one. But that grid had pegs that you could put plastic pieces in so that light could shine through from the back. And then in the very front was a black piece of paper. That was it. That was the toy. Toys were really simple a long time ago. Now they're very complicated and advanced. But when you looked at the Light Bright, you didn't think it was all that great. Just a blank screen, a black piece of paper, not all that fabulous. Your eyes kind of passed over it pretty easily, nothing to notice or pay attention to. But that Light Bright became grand and beautiful and had a design when those pegs were put in, and you could see there was something that beautiful, something wonderful, and something mesmerizing when you put together that design. Light Bright. By the way, Light Bright is right now ranked 55th best toy ever invented. I looked it up. Early Christmas shopping, number 55. Dear friends, in a lot of ways, Light Bright, the toy Light Bright, describes our life. How is that, Pastor? See, a lot of us, all of us experience dark days and darkness. It's okay to admit that at church, by the way. Definitely okay to admit that in our homes and with our families. We experience darkness, and the way it shows itself inside of us are feelings. Those feelings sometimes are emptiness. Sometimes it's a feeling of glum, kind of feeling blue. Things aren't going so right. But it can go deeper than that, than just feelings. It can take part in our statements that we make. Here's some of the statements we make when we're feeling darkness. There's no purpose in what I'm doing. Or we say something like this. Nothing good can come from this. Or there's no hope in my life. Feelings and expressions can then turn into deeper things inside of us. Our mood can sometimes go south. We're not the person that we once were. We're not as light on our feet as what we once were. We lose energy and interest in some of the things that we might have loved and a part of our routine and our rhythm of life. The last thing that darkness does in our lives, and we can all experience this, is isolation. We're all alone. It's as if there's no one out there that's with us. See, darkness is a really difficult place to go to. It's scary. It's as if we're trapped and there's no room to escape. Are you there? Most people experience it in life. Darkness. It's kind of quiet. Whoa, gut-wrenching here. Luke 23 describes the darkest day in the Bible. Jesus' death on the cross. What a dark day that was. The Bible describes it was a dark day. The sun set very early on that day, but a dark day for Jesus. Here was a man who was crucified in his life after living a life of great upheaval and difficulty and pain and suffering. The text reveals to us that those who followed him gathered with tears, streaming, very upset. There was great grief. His followers stood into the distance. But what I'd like you to capture this morning is that this day was a dark day for two other people that were there when Jesus died on the cross. You see, it was also a dark day for the two criminals that were right next to Jesus. One of those criminals looked around at the darkness around him, saw that there was no hope, and he says, "Jesus, if you are the Christ, save yourself." It was not a statement of belief or conviction. It was a statement of sarcasm and cynicism. That's where darkness takes us. Sarcasm, cynicism. That's one thief on the cross. The other thief on the cross looks around and sees the same situation, the same circumstances, exact same day. There's no difference. Except he leaves room for light to shine into his life, even though life is slipping away and a dark day is coming upon him. And he says these words, "Jesus, remember me in your kingdom to come." And on that dark day, light broke through the clouds. And Jesus said this, "Truly, my friend, today you will be with me in paradise." What we can take away from this dark day in Luke chapter 23 is that God will do anything to break through our darkness and our darkest of days. God will do anything. You know, it sometimes takes a while, but light bright can be transformed. It can go from a really black surface with no form or no meaning, and then peg by peg, as that black paper is poked through, all of a sudden an amazing design develops. One peg on the bottom maybe, another peg on the top. And as more and more pegs take their position, all of a sudden our eyes see something developing. And at the end of that design, each peg has a purpose and a direction and a reason for where it is. And all of a sudden, light bright can become a beautiful picture. When I was 3 or 4 years old, I was always mesmerized by the designs of light bright, and I can remember my parents saying, "Jeremy, turn it off, you're going to burn the house down." When you're mesmerized by a beautiful picture, that's what happens. We don't want to lose that picture. We want to stare and take it in. Well, dear friends, God will do anything. The Bible teaches this, if anything. God will do anything to poke through the holes, to make holes in our darkness, to shine his light. That's the difference between atheists and Christians. Without God, there's no hope, there's futility, there's not much room to go anywhere. With God, and the God that's described in the Bible through Jesus, there is light and a future. And what we see in the Bible is that slowly the pegs are being pecked into the black sheet. The first peg that went through was that day on the day in which Jesus died, Good Friday. One peg was knocked through and the criminal saw it. "Today you will be with me in paradise." Then two or three days later when Jesus rose and 500 people saw the resurrected Jesus, more pegs and the design was being put together. Then when Jesus left the earth, he said this to all his followers, to all of you, Jesus said this, "You are going to do better things than I did." What Jesus was saying, through his grace, more pegs would be knocked out. But the design is not complete, because you see, on the last day, Jesus will come and he will put the last peg in the design. And that picture will be beautiful. There will be the Lamb on his throne, and all believers will be around him, all kingdoms, all nations, all people, all to bow down and worship him. It will be an amazing picture. And just like light bright, you know what we're going to say? "I want to stare at this picture forever." But like Brad's children's message, it's not a picture. It's going to be reality. It's beautiful. I just explained the Bible and God in about 8 minutes. There you go. Now, someone's sitting in our church and they're saying, Pastor, darn it, what does that have to do with my life today? All right, well, here we go. This is the application. What does this mean? Where do we go from here? We all experience darkness. We all have dark days like the criminal on the cross. What are we to do? Well, we can go one of two ways. We admit that we have darkness, whether because of our choices or our circumstances, absolutely. But we can go one of two ways. We can be like the first criminal and become so overwhelmed with the darkness that we can't move and we become cynical in life and we don't have any room for the light to poke through in our life, God's grace and mercy. Or today, we can become like the other thief on the cross and leave room for God's grace to shine into our lives. When we experience darkness, please do this. Don't ever doubt God's desire to poke through and shine His light into your life. The gospel writer John believed this, and so he wrote these words in the beginning of his gospel, John 1 verse 5, "The light shines in the darkness." And how does it end? "The darkness does not overcome it." Be open for the light to be poked through your life. Wait for its coming. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, you do not want us to live life without hope. That's why you've sent us your Son Jesus to poke through the dark places in our life. Lord, this day, for those that are experiencing dark days, some of us are, poke through and open our hearts to receive that light so that we can join that thief on the cross and recognize that through Jesus, we're a part of that picture of eternal life and being with you forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue our worship with the hymn, sermon hymn, "Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise."